It's been holding Americans hostage for nearly three whole months, but now we may finally know exactly what COVID-19 wants after authorities receive a long list of demands from the increasingly hostile virus. We've got the latest on the ongoing negotiations between the FBI and our coronavirus captor. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, this is The Topical. I'm your host, Leslie Price, and I'm about to ruin your day, but I suppose that's your fault for needing to be informed. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
A disturbing new development in the fight against COVID-19 that has apparently left authorities stunned. This morning, officials from the FBI announced that the increasingly aggressive coronavirus had issued a list of demands that they must fulfill within 24 hours or else. Here's FBI spokesperson Eric Reed on the virus's demands.
Today we received a 10-page list of demands from the novel coronavirus, which has demanded the following: the destruction of all available PPE, free rein within nursing homes, and a mass disposal of all hand sanitizer. If these demands are not met, another 3,000 die tomorrow.
Joining me now to unpack all this is OPR senior correspondent Marcy Hammond. Marcy, this is extremely disturbing news.
It is, Leslie, and it indicates that the novel coronavirus is getting bolder by the second. In addition to those demands laid out by the FBI, the coronavirus is also reportedly demanding the release of, quote, political prisoners with ties to the virus, such as Ebola, polio, smallpox, and the bubonic plague. But according to Reed, the window for negotiations may have already closed.
We've already opened up several states, disbanded the coronavirus task force, and even given the virus access to the White House in an act of good faith. But despite these efforts to reach a peaceful outcome, COVID has only become more violent and erratic. At this point, we are beyond compromise, and we will not be negotiating with the virus further.
Wow. Now, Reed mentioned the virus becoming more erratic. What exactly did he mean there?
Well, yesterday at Mount Sinai Hospital, hostage negotiator Tony Kemp attempted to de-escalate the ongoing situation, but that's when the virus upped the stakes and ordered the government to hand over $20 million in unmarked bills, as well as a passenger plane filled with temperature-regulated human hosts. And that's when things took a turn for the worse. Take a listen to the exchange.
Coronavirus, stand down! Just let the patients go now, and this can still end up all right for you.
Oh, God. It's throwing the ventilators out the windows.
Coronavirus, stand down.
That's it. I've got the shot, and I'm taking it.
Wait! Oh! No!
Armed officers then reportedly opened fire, killing several hospital patients in the process. Feeling provoked, the virus doubled down on its previous demands, including an additional demand for 2,000 pizzas because it was, quote, getting hungry.
Wow, and to think I was just at that hospital for a vasectomy. I could have been stuck in there with all those people.
Yeah.
But Marcy, what's the last resort here? Does the U.S. plan to send in a SWAT team or create a vaccine?
Well, not yet. Researchers are working furiously on a vaccine, but upon learning the news, the virus didn't seem at all concerned and released the following message, quote, ha ha ha, good luck with your vaccine. By the time it gets out of clinical trials in 6 months to a year, I'll be sitting on a beach in Morocco and will have mutated into something far worse.
Chilling news. Please keep us updated on this terrifying situation.
Certainly.
That's OPR's Marcy Hammond, back in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
The more news there is today, the less there will be tomorrow, so let's try to pack it all in now. Here's what else you need to know today. Amid this pandemic, there is some good news for businesses. Marriott CEO Arne Sorenson reportedly told investors today that despite the hotel company's 22.5% decline in revenue, he's actually had a pretty good first quarter just in terms of his personal life. Happy to hear that, Arne. And as sports leagues around the world begin to get back to competition, some are having to get a bit creative to make up for a lack of crowd energy, which is why the German Soccer League will be simulating the presence of fans by pumping the sounds of racial slurs into stadiums during matches. German Football Federation officials hope that blaring these epithets at near-deafening volumes will help provide soccer players across the league with a sense of normalcy and familiarity during play. And finally, Amazon is doing its part to help its employees today, announcing they'll be instituting a new hero tax that charges all essential workers an additional $2 per hour for the honor of bravely performing their job. These workers are lucky to be working for a company as generous as that one. I hope they're grateful. That'll do it for The Topical today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode of The Topical, well, then I can't argue with that. It was pretty damn good, if I do say so myself. No promises that they'll all be this good, though. Sometimes I kind of get bored halfway through and go do something else for a while. But you should still subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcasts. Otherwise, my boss will yell at me. And don't forget to tune into tomorrow's episode, where we'll have the story of one couple who's been keeping it interesting during quarantine by having a blowout fight, getting divorced, and never speaking to each other ever again. Ooh, sounds kinky. You won't want to miss it. We'll see you tomorrow.